Right now, let's say good morning to Gregory Michael. He is a legal expert and wanted to talk to him briefly this morning because we now have nearly 9 million workers on federal disability. Mr. Mitchell, give me your take. What's going on there?
Hey, it's Gregory Dell. How are you today?
Doing good.
Good. Well, we're talking about the Social Security disability benefits. And, the recent report saying that there's 9 million Americans currently receiving that as a result of their inability to work. And you know, we have 142 million people working in this country, and approximately almost 9 million of them are disabled right now and unable to perform the duties of any gainful occupation. So there's been some reports out there that this is increasing at an alarming rate, and whether or not our U.S. government's going to be able to continue to pay Social Security disability benefits for working Americans that continue to pay into this system.
So it's getting more difficult by the day to keep up with those kinds of numbers. Do you get a sense that there are that many people that really are disabled, or do you think there might be some scamming involved?
Well, I think you always have a certain element of fraud. I don't think that's what the issue is, but I don't know that a lot of people realize that, you know, last year we had over 3 million people apply for Social Security disability benefits. Over 1 million people were approved. You know, the U.S. government's paying out over $10 billion a month in Social Security disability benefits. You know, this doesn't include unemployment, welfare, or any of the other government benefits. So, you know, people have to be real concerned who are out there paying into this system. The Social Security disability is running at a loss. So, you know, is this program going to be around for everybody in 10 years, and are there other options? You know, should you go out and possibly consider getting some private disability insurance, which one-third of employees from every company actually have. So, and you have to realize there's 142 million working Americans, and approximately 10 million are getting this Social Security disability. But on the other hand, you have a third of the U.S. workers who actually have private disability insurance.
Yeah, it's got to be tougher and tougher to preach that, though, because what we saw it here, I mean, a lot of people have been without power. You know, folks that operate their own business, you know, get generators. I've heard stories of people, though, that say, look, I have insurance and I get paid whether I'm working or not. So why would I work? There's a lot of people, it seems, in this country that just try to slough through or get by, and the effort is not there. Do you think we can change that?
Yeah, well, I don't think, you know, it's not just like, hey, U.S. government, or hey, private disability insurance company, I want my benefits, go ahead and pay me, and you call them up. It's a very difficult process to get approved. And the reality is that probably about 10 to 15% of people applying for Social Security disability benefits even get approved the first time around. So it's not easy. It's a very difficult threshold to get approved. And the government is very strict about approving people, as well as the private disability insurance company. So anyone who's trying to pull a fast one, very, very few of those even get through.
But even given that, we have nearly 9 million workers on that, and it is a huge drain. Thanks for the information this morning.